In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salim al-Shamari.
Surah Al-Isra.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Say, be stones or iron.
Or a creation that grows in your chests.
They will say, who will bring us back?
Say, who created you the first time?
They will shake their heads at you and say, it's a maze.
Say, it will be soon.
Say, O Muhammad, to those who deny the resurrection.
Be amazed by God's creation.
Stones or iron.
Or a creation that grows in your chests if you are able to do that.
As if you were deaf.
Or be the sky, the earth, and the mountains.
Or be whatever you want.
I revive you and resurrect you as a new creation after your fate as well.
As I started with you the first time.
They will say, who will bring us back a new creation?
So tell them.
Bring you back as you were.
Who created you from nothing the first time?
They will shake their heads at you, up and down, in denial and mockery.
And they say, when is the resurrection?
Tell them, O Muhammad, it may be soon.
The day he will call you and you will respond with his praise and you will think.
That is the day your Lord will call you to come out of your graves.
So you will respond to God from your graves with his power and his supplication for you.
Praise be to God in every case.
When you die, you will think of the resurrection because of the horror of what you will witness therein.
You only stayed on earth for a short time.
And tell my servant to say that which is best.
Satan is swaying among them.
Satan is a clear enemy to man.
And say, O Muhammad, to my servants.
They say to each other that it is better than dialogue and address.
Satan makes it difficult for people to communicate with each other and causes corruption between them.
Satan was an enemy to Adam and his descendants.
He made clear to them his enmity by showing envy.
And he deceived him until he expelled him from paradise.
Your Lord knows best about you.
If he wills, he will have mercy on you, or if he wills, he will have mercy on you.
And we have not sent you as a guardian over them.
And your Lord knows best who is in the heavens and the earth.
We have preferred some prophets over others.
And we gave David the Psalms.
And your Lord, O Muhammad, knows best who is in the heavens and the earth.
And what works for them?
He knows best who we work in creativity.
We will work, God willing.
And he knows best who is worthy of repentance and who is worthy of torment.
Let this not become too difficult for you.
This is because of my action towards them, to give preference to some prophets over others.
By sending some of them to some of the creation,
and some of them to everyone, and to raise one another in degrees.
And we gave David the Psalms.
Say, leave those whom you have claimed besides him, for they will not have the power to avert harm from you or to protect you.
Those are those whom they call upon, seeking the way to their Lord as to which of them is nearest, and they hope for his mercy and fear his punishment.
Indeed, the punishment of your Lord is forbidden.
Say, O Muhammad, to the polytheists of your people.
Pray, O people, whom you claim to be gods instead of God, when harm befalls you.
So see if they can pay that for you.
Or transfer it from you to others.
Those whom these polytheists call lords.
Those who call upon their Lord seek closeness and companionship.
Because they are people of faith in him.
Whoever has good deeds and diligence in worshipping him is closer to him.
By their actions, they hope for his mercy and fear his punishment.
Indeed, the punishment of your Lord, O Muhammad, was one who feared.
And there is not a city but we will destroy it before the day of resurrection or punish it with a severe punishment.
That was hidden in the book.
There is not a single village except that we will destroy its people.
So they were completely annihilated before the day of resurrection.
Or they tortured her with a severe torment.
This was hidden in the preserved tablet.
Nothing prevented us from sending signs except that the ancients denied them.
And we brought the mud the she-camel with sight, but they wronged her.
We do not send signs except in fear.
What prevented us, O Muhammad, from sending the signs that your people asked for?
Unless those before them were among the lying nations, they asked that like their question. When what they asked for came to them, they denied their messenger. We did not send signs to your people. Because if we sent the signs, they would deny them. In hastening their torment, we followed the path of nations before them. The signs, O Muhammad, were asked by your people, the mud. So we gave her what she asked for. We made that camel a shining example for all who see it. It was their injustice. This is because they killed her and mutilated her. So their injustice was by stripping her and killing her. We do not send lessons and reminders except to intimidate our servants. And when we told you that your Lord surrounds people, we did not make the vision that we showed you anything but a test for people. Except as a trial for people and the cursed tree in the Quran. We fear them, but it only increases their tyranny. And remember, O Muhammad, when we told you that your Lord encompasses people with power. They are in his grasp. Do not fear anyone from them. We did not make your vision that we showed you on the night of the night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem. Except a calamity for people. Those who apostatized from Islam when they were told of the vision that the Prophet saw. So they became more and more persistent in their wrongdoing. We did not make the cursed tree in the Quran. It is the Zakum tree. Except as a temptation for people. Their temptation was in the tree. The saying of Abu Jahl and the polytheists with him. Muhammad tells us that there is a growing tree in hell. And fire eats trees. How do you grow in it? We frighten these polytheists with the punishments we threaten them with. Their fear of us increases only by a great extent of their disbelief. And when we said to the angels, they prostrated to Adam, so they prostrated except for Iblis. So they prostrated, except for Iblis. He said, should I prostrate to him whom I created from clay? And remember when we said to the angels, they prostrated to Adam, so they prostrated except for Iblis. He was arrogant and said, do I prostrate to him whom I created from clay? He said, have you seen this person whom you honored? Because you delay me until the day of resurrection. Because you delay me until the day of resurrection. I will only be touched by his vow for a little while. Satan said, did you see this person whom you honored? So she ordered me to prostrate to him. Because I delay my destruction until the day of resurrection. To seize them. I will eradicate them and I will win them over. He said, go, whoever follows you. Hell is your reward, a generous reward. God said to Satan, go, I have delayed you. Whoever follows you from the descendants of Adam, peace be upon him. So he obeyed you. Hell is your reward, and their reward is an abundant and perfect reward. And provoke whomever you can with your voice. And bring upon them your horses and your foot. He shared the money and children with them and promised them. Satan promises them nothing but delusion. Be dismissive and ignorant of anyone you can provoke with your voice. And gather your soldiers and infantry against them. Who brings her prayers to your obedience? And turn away from my obedience. Share the money with them. By spending their money in disobedience to God. And acquired without solving it. The children shared with them. It includes every child who disobeys God by calling him something that God hates. Or by introducing him to a religion other than that which God has approved. Or by adultery with his mother or by killing or infanticide. Promise your companions from the descendants of Adam to help against those who wish them harm. Satan promises them nothing but delusion. Because it does not avail them of God's punishment if he inflicts anything upon them. My servants, you have no authority over them. Your Lord is sufficient as a disposer of affairs. My servants who obeyed me followed my command and disobeyed you, O Satan. You have no argument against them. O Muhammad, your Lord is sufficient to protect you. So obey his command and convey his messages. And do not fear anyone. Your Lord is the one who launches the ships into the sea for you so that you may seek of his bounty. Indeed, he is most merciful to you. Your Lord, O people. He is the one who guides ships for you on the sea. He will carry you therein so that you may seek his bounty. so that you can ride on it to your places of trade. God was merciful to you when he put the ship to sea for you, to facilitate seeking his favor in remote countries. And when harm befalls you at sea, whomever you call upon will go astray except him. When he rescued you to land, you turned away. The person was ungrateful. If hardship and effort get to you at sea, you have lost those whom you call upon other than God, among equals. And you did not find anyone but God to help you. When he helped you and saved you, you turned away from what your Lord called you to do, of removing your peers and singling him out as a divinity. Unbelief on your part in his grace. Man was ungrateful for the blessings of his Lord. Are you safe from being swallowed up by the side of righteousness? Or he will send you a judge. Then you will not find an agent for you. Have you believed, O people, from your Lord? And you have denied his grace, to cause you to be swallowed up by land, or rain stones from the sky that will kill you. Then you will not find anything to defend you from his torment. And what prevents you from doing so? Or do you believe that he will return you to it another time? Then he will send upon you a gust of wind, and he will drown you because you disbelieved. Then you will not find anything for you to sell to us. Or have you believed, O people, from your Lord while you have disbelieved in him, to return you to the sea another time? Then he will send upon you a gust of wind. She is bombarded by what she went through, so you smash it and knock it over. May God drown you with this harsh wind because of your disbelief in him. Then you will not find any follower against us who will follow us for what we have done to you. There is no rebel who will take revenge on us by destroying you.